Greetings and welcome on board WDKOK Sunrise. I'm Mark Lawrence. We're recording ahead of time today with Steve Stumbrous. He's the director of the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center. We've talked to him dozens of times in the past about the various things they have going on, the startup classes that they do, and the various sessions that they have, and the 1 million cups that are just great idea opportunities for entrepreneurs or innovators around here that are looking for somebody to talk to of their ilk, or people who think they may have an idea, or entrepreneurs who are, have a real inventor stuck inside them trying to get out. So I remember you had, what, a radio-controlled soccer ball one time we learned about?
There's been all sorts of interesting technology, both consumer products and online or completely digital products. We've worked with, indeed, some pretty interesting entrepreneurs and innovators throughout the years. And you know those technology-infused or technology-driven businesses and products always are something that catches my attention as a former engineer. I guess you're never really a former engineer, but prior to coming to Bucknell's Small Business Development Center and engaging in the consulting and the business development work that we do, my background is manufacturing and engineering. So, right, whenever we have the chance to interact with a manufacturer or a company at the very early stages of launching a product to the marketplace, those always intrigue me, and I do try to stay closely tuned to those early steps of invention and development that they
go
through.
What's the definition of the Small Business Development Center?
It's a program hosted by Bucknell University that provides consulting assistance to the business community and additionally educational programs. So two aspects: consulting, meeting with an entrepreneur seeking to start a business or an existing business owner working on any number of challenges that they're facing or an expansion of their business that they're seeking to achieve, and also training programs, so education. We're based at Bucknell University, so part of what we do is provide education. This education, all of these training programs are widely open to the public, though, and especially targeted for entrepreneurs and business owners. So every week, there's usually one or two programs, either an in-person workshop or an online webinar that a business owner really should tune into to learn.
And I used to think that the startup classes that you would do, I sat in on one of Maureen's one time, and I thought, well, this must be a big part of what they do. But I'm not sure it was even the biggest part of what you did then. And I know that's not the biggest thing you do now.
You think of it as the tip of the iceberg. You see that if you're steering your ship through those frigid seas, you might see that iceberg out there, and it's looming over you, right? We have this startup program that we do every month. A lot of people see that. Each time we offer that, some 10 to 15 aspiring entrepreneurs join us, usually in person. And I gather we're recording this, and this is being broadcast on Thursday morning. So literally in a few minutes at 9:30 a.m. on Thursday morning, we'll be hosting a number of aspiring entrepreneurs for the latest Business Startup Basics program at the SBDC. But it goes so much deeper. There's so much more going on under the water of that, the waterline in that iceberg. It is, what are the next steps after that foundational program, that educational program? It's researching that plan, building it up, putting all the pieces together, and then launching that business. Often those startups are celebrated. We join them to cut a ceremonial ribbon and bring all the stakeholders and fans of the community together and celebrate with them as they open those doors for the first time. But all throughout that process of putting that plan together and then executing on that plan, understanding the finances, putting together a marketing strategy, learning very often a business owner has deep expertise in whatever their trade or product or service is. But hiring people to build out their team, all of those intricacies of hiring employees.
And the legal aspect, making sure you have the right to blank 01C3.
Oh, the forms? Yeah, right, down into the nuts and bolts basics of what forms and licenses do you need, but then kind of the softer topics like human resource management, communication, and leadership in an organization. We have some phenomenal, a phenomenal speaker coming up for a couple programs on those topics, but look to our team for guidance and expertise about anything from, as I said, finance to marketing to business planning to human resource management in a small business.
We have some, you have seven things coming up, you say, and
it's a busy month ahead.
Yeah, October.
So, crazy. And that's not even not even the one that is on Thursday, but beyond that, there's a couple different program tracks. And what I mean by that, there's a series on marketing and branding, and there's a series on leadership and communication. So some of the ones coming up the soonest, there's one about culture in an organization, leadership and communication, how a small business owner can intentionally go about creating a company culture that nurtures their employees and gives them all the builds that environment in which their products or services are well received by their customers. First one of those is coming up on October 25th. That's a webinar. It'll be followed on November 8th by a similar topic, positive leadership. So how can a business owner strike a tone that motivates and encourages and develops their team? Those two programs, so Culture is King and The Power of Positive Leadership, are going to be led by an amazing partner of the SBDC, Tina Welch.
Well, yeah, we know her. We've spoken to her a number of times. Why is culture important? If I go to a lemonade stand along the street and I pay a dollar and the kids give me the lemonade cup, success has happened.
That's a transaction.
Right.
Yes.
Why is it important that that company have a good culture?
And think of the companies that provide something beyond that transactional product or good, you know, buying an apple or a cup of lemonade or a cup of coffee in the morning. Think about those companies that you have an ongoing relationship for, especially service providers. You want to have a level of trust, knowing that the company that you're doing business has your best interests at heart. And that is something that in the best cases, or it needs to be reflected in how the business operates. If they're on the front line providing great products and services to their customers, that model that all the way back to the interactions within the company. That's what this positive culture, or the culture of a high functioning business, is about. And that second program, The Power of Positive Leadership, gets into how a leader of a small business, and we're going to talk mostly, and Tina's going to talk mostly about small organizations, how important that is for them to be successful, especially when they face a challenge.
So that's the leadership and culture track.
Yeah.
Other tracks and other events that are coming up. Branding, walk us through just a few things there. We just have a couple minutes left on this segment.
Absolutely.
So, but what are some of the other events?
And before we get to the end, I want to make sure that people know where they can find more information about this and how they can sign up. Bucknell Small Business Development Center. You can always find us at bucknell.edu/SBDC. Bucknell.edu/SBDC for Small Business Development Center, and look for the events coming up. The next two events coming up, that brand story is a series about marketing. And Hank Von Adams is a copywriter, a marketing strategist, and they advise numerous businesses of the area on how they can discern the story that's at the root of their business. So these things, you know, what Tina's going to be talking about, what Hank is going to be talking about, are not dissociated from each other. The culture of an organization and the underlying story. You know, what stories do do you tell your as a business leader, as a business owner, and everyone involved from your employees to your customers? How do they understand what's going on? What's at the root of the story, the product that you provide, or the expertise of your team, discerning and developing that brand story is what Hank will be talking about on October 26th and November 16th. And the overarching theme of that is marketing starts here. That first one is going to be how to use your brand story in marketing, and then how to make it easy. Once you've got those basics, how to put it into place.
How to make marketing easy. No, marketing is supposed to be tough and cause a headache and make you nervous. but you say he can switch that around, eh?
I challenge a business owner, join us on November 16th, learn from the SBDC and Hank, and yeah, make it a bit easier for yourself.
You're listening to WKOK Sunrise. Steve Stumbris, director of the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center, is our guest. Welcome back to WKOK Sunrise. I'm Mark Lawrence. Rob Center is our fabulous producer. We're pre-recording this interview with Steve Stumbris of the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center. And WVIA, you have already started recording some segments that will air on some of their special evening programming?
Absolutely. So, Mark, I appreciate the opportunity to share what's happening in the local business community here. And right, I love starting the day off with you on the Sunrise Show, but it's okay to record that in the middle of the day. Don't mind that at all. So appreciate the opportunity always. But another venue in which recently I've begun sharing these stories of business in Pennsylvania is in a partnership with WVIA. So the Central and Northeast Pennsylvania regions, public broadcasting and NPR affiliate has a monthly program called Keystone Edition Business. Highlights topics relevant for business owners and the business community of 22 counties throughout the state, throughout the central and northeast part of the state. And the program is an interview show. Each month, I'll have three guests.
You're hosting.
I am. I'm on your side. As I said, I'm on your side of the table, Mark. So I've been watching you and learning from you, and I really appreciate that. I'm going to try.
Here's your free advice. Short questions. That's all I'm going to tell you now. Go ahead.
Thanks. So I'm one episode in, and this will be a monthly engagement in addition to what I'm already doing at Bucknell Small Business Development Center. So no worries about less engagement at the SBDC for me, but it's a great alignment with the work that I and my team at the SBDC do to serve business owners of the region. It's telling their stories. Each month, we'll have a different theme. We started off very broadly with the state of business in Pennsylvania. So facts and figures, how changes in prices and wages and labor markets, and the pandemic over the past 2.5 years has impacted business. But each month, we'll progress to a different topic, sometimes about a type of business, a type of industry, or intriguing business leaders, the founders of those businesses.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye out for that. WVIA-TV Keystone Editions Business. You've seen the Keystone Edition segments, and these will have a specific focus on business, and Steve Stumber is going to be the host. You were in Sunbury last week for a STEAM Innovation Lab unveiling, Makerspace. So Sunbury's first Makerspace, as far
right,
as I know.
A community Makerspace. And if you think of a place like a gym, it's got workout equipment. You go there to develop your body and maybe find community of others who are working to stay fit and be the best physical versions of themselves. So think of a Makerspace as a place for inventors, designers, both software and hardware, and also a workshop, all sorts of tools where a community can come to create their own projects. That STEAM Innovation Labs, located in downtown Sunbury, hosted an event called 1 Million Cups. And 1 Million Cups is a monthly entrepreneurship meetup in a different location throughout the Susquehanna Valley. What each of these monthly events are two entrepreneurs telling their stories and then engaging with the attendees. The attendees are business enthusiasts and experienced business owners, members of the SBDC team, myself and others, who are there to support and encourage and give feedback to those entrepreneurs and their stories. Megan Beck was one of the entrepreneurs presenting about STEAM Innovation Labs and the work that she and her colleagues have been doing to launch that. She was one of the two presenters. It also included a tour of the space. What kind of tools and materials are there for the makers?
STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math?
You got it. Okay. So the newest one, the least frequent, we've heard STEM, science, technology, engineering, math. But this one intentionally has that creativity of A, art, so STEAM.
Yeah, Sunbury's really doing well nurturing art, so that was part of that. 1 Million Cups is coming to Susquehanna University next month.
Right, right. Okay. So Susquehanna University will be the host of the next month's, and 1 Million Cups, the monthly schedule of that is the second Wednesday morning of every month. Second Wednesday of every month, 9 a.m., Susquehanna University will be hosting at the Degenstein Campus Center. One of the presenters is going to be a student from Susquehanna University talking about her fashion startup. And the other presenter is going to be presenting a technology platform for personal safety. So think of a tool that a university student and a university's public safety unit would use to enhance personal safety on campus. Adam Jones is going to be presenting Zier. That's the tech company. And then Lauren Imhoff is going to be the student presenter about her fashion startup company. Amazing stuff. So Susquehanna University hosting 1 Million Cups. That's coming up on November 9th. Right. Love to have people join us at that and hear of these stories of entrepreneurship and how these entrepreneurs are growing their companies in the Susquehanna Valley.
All right. Day after election day, I may be groggy, but I'll try to go to that. So we'll see.
If you need a change of pace from the political coverage, of course, that's going to be at the top of our minds.
Can I do that now?
Day. Come and join us.
Let's see. Some other upcoming events. We talked a little bit about the branding track of some upcoming workshops and some leadership and communication track that exists there. Yeah. And culture was the focus of part of that. What else haven't we talked about that relates to some of the upcoming presentations?
Right. So other programs coming up. Like we said, we have 7 programs. We're pretty ambitious at this time of year, encouraged by the entrepreneurs that we're seeing start up and the students that we interact with at Bucknell. A lot of energy. The program coming up on November 15th is Best Practices for Obtaining and Keeping Media Relationships. So it kind of builds on that brand story series earlier on. But how do you then develop relationships with media, with reporters and television and, let's say, radio hosts who might invite you on their program and hear about your story of your business? But Lisa Layton, who's a great colleague at Bucknell University and also a writer for a number of other publications throughout the region and state, Lisa's going to be talking about how do you, for your small business, identify those channels for sharing the stories in your business.
With just a couple of minutes left, so we will talk about the ribbon cuttings. One that you had last week, and you only get 30 seconds on this, the Apple Tree Learning Center in Cole Township, a startup business by the Cashner family, Maxine and Jeff.
Yeah.
Superlative learning opportunity for kids.
Right. And family-owned, family-run. Maxine, Jeff, their children's Taylor. She is actually pursuing a degree in early childhood education, so a leg up in her career to be involved in that business. Their son Jeffrey also involved in operating Apple Tree Learning Center. We were really pleased to join them last Thursday in Cole Township for ribbon cutting, launching that business. But it's not about just new businesses. We also saw last week, the next day, we were up celebrating the new location of Brookside Homes as they expanded from their base in the Selinsgrove area to other locations in northern Pennsylvania. So an existing business expanding fantastically. Celebrate both Apple Tree Learning Center and Brookside Homes.
All right, about a minute left. Upcoming ribbon cuttings. Is there anything on the agenda?
There certainly will be, and they will also be, you know, another way to stay tuned with what is coming up from the Bucknell SBDC. I want to mention any of those training programs, workshops, webinars, and more. Come back to our website, bucknell.edu/SBDC for Small Business Development Center. But a place to learn about those upcoming ribbon cuttings, we try to get social with those. So follow us on Facebook and Instagram at BucknellSBDC. You'll see photos of those big scissors in the hands of a small business owner. And, you know, a great ongoing feature of those social media channels is you'll get to know our team, our staff, and the students. So I really would encourage people to find at Bucknell SBDC, learn about who is at the SBDC to help you and your business.
You must be working in TV now. You now know that 22 minutes is 22 minutes. It's not 23, and we're out of time, and we're done. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Steve Stumbris, director of the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center, bucknell.edu/SBDC, or you could go to bucknell.edu/SBDC events if you want to go right to some of the events that we have talked about. And they have a telephone if you wish to call them, 570-577-3791. The best number to get through. That's 570-577-3791.